All right, welcome back, folks. Thanks so much for joining us. You're listening to Ice Rays Hockey on the Ice Rays Broadcast Network. Alex Von Koitel, the voice of your Ice Rays, thanks so much for joining us on HockeyTV.com and on 1230 AM Sports Radio Corpus Christi. I had the chance to catch up with an Ice Rays veteran, Garrett Halford. Garrett, thanks so much for joining us here tonight.
No problem.
So, Garrett, you had another really strong game last night. 3 goals in your last 2 games. You really seem to be clicking with your line mates, Jason DiMizio and Noah Roof. What's it been like playing with those guys?
Everyone on the line kind of contributes in a different way. You know, Jason brings speed and physical play. Noah is more skilled, so he makes some plays for us. And then, you know, I like to kind of play in both aspects of what they do. So, you know, kind of putting all of us together, we have a little bit of chemistry on and off the ice. So we just try to bring that into every game. And I think, you know, we all like each other, so it's been clicking really well for us.
Well, it certainly does seem to be a good mix, a perfect storm of different traits and skills, you could say. And it's been clicking really well, firing on all cylinders. And Garrett, you had a one-on-one with Coach Flynn on the drive up here from Corpus Christi, looking over some film and whatnot. From my perspective, at least, it looked like you benefited a lot from that discussion you had with him. Was it a coincidence that you went out and scored just a couple of shifts after that discussion you had with him?
It was actually kind of funny that it just worked out that way. But, you know, me and Brad had a great conversation. We watched some of my film from last weekend, and I really sat there and listened to everything that he had to say, and I really think it benefited me this weekend. So.
And Garrett, your parents made the trip from Dallas last night to watch you play. How great was it? Did it give you an extra boost, and how great was it to have that kind of game with them in the building and in the crowd watching?
It's always special to have your parents watching you play, but, if I don't say this, I know they'll get mad, but I have to say that it gave me an extra little boost to play a little bit harder for them. But, no, it was nice having them in the stands and knowing that they were watching me, which is always nice.
That's awesome. And now the third period last night, Garrett, that was the best offensive output the team's had all season. 1/5 of the team's total goals all year scored in the last 20 minutes of last night's game. What happened? Starting from the second intermission, go back and recap it for us. Was there something that just clicked? Could you guys sense that was coming?
We've been struggling putting the puck in the net, and, you know, we kind of figured if we keep playing our game, things are going to start clicking for us. And then, they went out pretty quickly and scored a real quick goal and took the lead. And, you know, I think everyone dug down deep and decided, you know, this is where it ends. And we all started pulling the rope the same direction. And I think that's what started it all for us.
Well, I think you guys definitely proved a lot to yourselves last night. What is it going to take to keep that momentum going?
It's to play simple and smart, do what we do best, you know, be physical, just make those simple plays. And, we're going to have to work a lot harder than we did last night because we know that no team wants to get swept in this league. And so to beat them, they're going to come out firing, and we just have to match that and beat that. So that's pretty much what we got to do to win.
That's right, and it certainly is no secret. A team that loses the first game of a series on home ice is almost guaranteed to come out that much harder the second game. It will not be an easy game tonight, but I think you guys definitely proved with the third period you had yesterday that you'll be up to the challenge. Garrett, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Garrett Halford, number 10, and center veteran for your Corpus Christi Ice Rays. We'll be back in just a few minutes to bring you your Janet's Cakery Out-of-Town scoreboard right after this.